In the 60s, the only things found hanging were on my mother's washing line, and the gallows had been replaced by the local pub.
"I'm not going," I spat.
With gritted teeth, the 5-year-old me wailed and clung like a demented monkey to my father's legs. "You'll be fine, sweetheart. St. Paul's is a lovely school and you'll soon make friends." My father winced as he tried with no success to prise my small but determined fingers from his thighs.
"No, Daddy, please don't leave me here."
Accustomed to the first day reactions of young children, the kindergarten teacher crouched down beside me and whispered,
"Would you like to try on my shoes? They're brand new."
With eyes wide, I stared at Ruth Hughes. Her eyebrows were painted on in thin lines like two licorice laces, and she wore her jet black hair swept up at the back, as if someone had hidden a bread roll underneath. Her lips and shoes were fire engine red, and I was certain that she was the most beautiful person I'd ever seen. After loosening the vice-like grip on my father, I stared down at the shoes that Mrs. Hughes had slipped off and pushed towards me. I was utterly smitten with this fabulous new person in my life.